K4ZLK, KO4HKX. Is that okay, KO4HKX? Heard KO4HKX, mobile.
Trick, Gerald GR. I was talking to Barb in Texas.
Didn't just get out, but I'm on my way home from the Christmas dinner for the Hendersonville Club.
Hey, up there.
Hey, Bob.
I just wondered, I haven't seen him in a long time. He kind of backed off, I think, a little bit on ham radio. He sold a bunch of stuff, I know. Oh, I heard something. I had on earphones, and I was talking to W5W. I like to work those one-by-ones. And he's a remembrance of Pearl Harbor. And he was in Claiborne, or she was in Claiborne, Texas. And that's the first time I heard anyone send back 88s instead of 73s on CW, I think.
Is that significant for something? I'm just curious.
Well, 73's how you sign off every time. It's a greeting. And, heck, anymore can't even tell you the exact definition of it. It's just a goodwill gesture you sign off with. And the 88's is the ladies' way of signing off.
That's what I was curious about. I didn't know that.
Call them YLs, young ladies.
I picked up on that part through the hobby, but I didn't know they used 88 to sign off. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, I've heard them do it on 2 meters and that, too. The ladies a lot of times will do that, but not so much down here. We don't have too many ladies down here, I guess, but up in Kansas, and they did. It wasn't uncommon. But I just seen this was a remembrance of Pearl Harbor, which is December 7th, of course, 1941. So I decided just to work it. She's not going very fast, probably 18 words a minute. But once you get used to operating at a faster pace on Morse code, it's hard to slow down. Now that don't sound right, but it's honest to God truth.
And it messes your tempo up, and that's what a lot of CW sounds like to me, is your tempo.
Exactly. I think, you know, my playing a part in music a great deal in my life, it helps with Morse code. Here, I'll let you hear. See, she's not going very fast, but I slowed down to 26, which I usually talk at 28, but I spaced it out a long ways. Well, how many do you have up there at the meeting? I'm just sitting there drinking some ginger ale, just got downstairs, and ate 6 M&M peanuts. That's my allotment.
She's cutting you back on something then anyway. Good for Miss Bernice. But I don't know how many were there tonight. I didn't hear the official count.
He's probably too tired.
Still working. That's why I was trying to see if he'd finished up yet.
And 4ZLK?
And he sounds tired. Yeah, I never thought, but there are a lot of packages this time of year, aren't there, Shane?
I've seen the place this morning. I was getting a prescription for Beth, and I didn't have the radio on. I had the volume turned down. I turned it back up and heard you guys talking. Good evening, and yes, I'm on the way home.
That's what I was going to check in and see.
Yeah, Shane, a little bit. Go ahead, Patrick. Stand by. Bernice is over here watching the FBI.
Check on him, touch base with him there for a minute. But I am almost home, so I've just a minute.
What meeting was tonight?
The club had their Christmas dinner tonight up at Golden Corral. So I went there, Leon and Wendy and several other guys from Hendersonville and ladies from Hendersonville area.
Greenville had theirs last night. I didn't even get to that, and I was off yesterday. So, but that was the last day of my 2-week vacation, and I wasn't going to go anywhere. Go ahead, Tom.
You sure come back into a dynamic situation, shall we call it, with that being Cyber Monday. I had to go down to the Haywood Mall this morning and, like, pulling teeth. I didn't want to go, but I had a little problem with my phone, and they straightened it out. But that parking lot, it looked like a field full of cattle out there.
Well, we've always, I mean, in my 34-year career, up until the internet, we didn't really, the volume didn't pick up until the Monday after Thanksgiving. It was guaranteed it was going to jump, which it still does, but with the internet ordering and a lot of the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals actually start earlier now, our volume really starts picking up 2 or 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. But I tell you what, I don't know what happened, but this year it jumped up more than it's done in a while right after Thanksgiving. I don't know what our building, what we're capable of processing, the number of packages, but they're looking at a high of, or a guess of 70 to 75,000 packages in the morning. And I don't know if we've ever processed that many. We had 50-something thousand this morning, and they couldn't even get it all done.
Where did you sign?
I'm still here. I was just going through a rough spot in the road and didn't want to key up. But that's a lot of packages, and it's going to take a lot of manpower or a lot of machine power to get that processed. But I will make this my last transmission until I get in the house. And so you gentlemen carry on. Good to talk to both of you. And if I don't talk to you again, I'll catch you on the net, KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, gentlemen.
And Gerald Taylor.
Later. Oh, maybe later on tonight. And 4ZLK.
Trying to recover from the day. We was on the go all day, and my back's been hurting me bad, and I'm sitting here on a eating pad. I went out to get them eggs from the chickens tonight, and it was, 44 or below, and it was cold. Them eggs were cold. I could feel them clear through the carton. But I didn't take time to throw them any oats and corn or anything. I just come on back in. And I'll give them some tomorrow. And, I just was telling Patrick, I worked this W5W in Texas, and she was a lady, Barb, and she signed off 88s instead of 73, and I think that's the first time I've had someone sign off 88s, but I've talked to YLs, a few times.
Conversation, I turned the radio on, I thought that's what you were talking about. I think I've gotten a 73 and 88 once. I've talked to a couple different YLs on CW voice. They don't usually do that. I've made many a contact on voice through the years, but on CW there's a couple ladies I've talked to. But you said W5W, is that what you said?
Yeah, it's in remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day. And I seen it the other night. I thought I'd worked it, but I couldn't find it in my log, so I got it now. It's just a special event. I like to work those special events if they're interesting.
Okay. Is hers the only station working, or are there several?
On her webpage now. Let's turn this back on. I'm sure there will be, Shane, for Pearl Harbor Day on December 7th. But right now, there's nothing coming up there. That 9 Lima 5 Alpha is still working out of Sierra Leone. And I working for the fun of it on several bands. And I don't see any other de-expeditions. That Chatham Island we got the other night was as good as we've gotten in quite a while. the cart's not overly impressive, but it's just got some sheep out there, you know. I think that was near New Zealand. And in New Zealand, they got a lot of sheep, a lot of cattle out there, a lot of grazing area.
I get that card soon. I don't remember. I know you told me. I remember you telling me that you went ahead and sent him the money for the card. And I can't remember if I did it that night or a couple days later. But I'm looking forward to getting it. And yeah, I've worked at 9L5 Alpha or 9, whichever it is. I worked at it on a couple different bands as well. And I was thinking, Pearl Harbor Day, why are they doing it so early? It's still November. But I have to remember, I was on vacation. I didn't really look at the calendar for a couple of weeks. It's already a 3rd of December, isn't it?
It's, for me, it's the 4th of December. It's 0123 in England. I always mark the calendar down the basement off a day ahead of time.
Greenwich Mean Time or Zulu Time, whichever one they want to call it.
Buddy loves Zulu. I had a hard time grasping that when I was in a flight crew in the Navy. Zulu, what the heck is that? They didn't really brief us on that very much. At least I don't remember it. And but that don't mean anything. That was over 50 years ago. But, yeah, that's where it's at. 0 degrees longitude, 0 degrees latitude.
All my mother's family is over there. And I have to remember when we go to text them or give them a call, make sure that they're not in bed. Don't want to wake them up. So I have to always keep that in mind.
Gotta try that from the Philippines. That was bad. When I got tossed in the hospital, Bernice always said to call if something bad happened. And so I called her and I told her I have to be short. Back then it was $12 a minute, Shane.
I don't remember that much, but I do remember when if I were to call you on the landline where I live now, it would have been long distance. For where you are in Greenville County, from one county to the other, it was long distance.
Remember now how many hours difference we were, but we crossed the international date line, you know. So it's a day ahead, I guess. Or a day behind, I don't remember. Day behind, I think, because the sun comes out of the east. But it was funny, you'd in the phone call, I'd say, hello, and they'd go, hello, 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 hello. And everything you said echoed like that because it was not through satellites back then.
Did the underwater cables, that was the first, other than wireless radio, that was the first communication transatlantic, wasn't it, for telephone calls?
For the... I'll probably get the story screwed up. The Russians got the Chinese ship to drag an anchor across those cables that went from, I believe it was Sweden to Great Britain or someplace up in there, and they severed those underwater cables here a few weeks ago. There was a bit of an uproar over that. I don't know if it was fiber optic or not. In this day and age, probably not. It means it was an underwater cable. But heck, it was down there, I don't know, 1,000 feet or so, and they had to do it on purpose. There wasn't no question about it. So I think they got that ship cornered anyways. But a lot of good that'll do. You can't go down there and patch it, you know.
I mean, think of the thickness of those cables. They're not... It's not like a plastic-coated, you know, numbered 14-gauge wire going across there. I wonder what it would take to sever that like that.
A boat anchor. That's what they did. They dragged a boat anchor across it.
Just lift it up, drag it with them. I guess maybe it snapped somewhere. I don't know. That or hold them in place. I mean, I know those boat anchors are heavy, but so is that cable.
It was TAT-1, transatlantic number one. It was submarine cable.
Okay. Well, who are we talking to? This is in 0TR. My name's Tom. I'm talking N4ZLK. I couldn't remember the specifics of it. I read it here a while back. Hey, Shane, what do you think?
Things happen more and more. People getting on without identifying, but oh well. Well, anyway, I did hear about that. Last I heard, they were thinking a Chinese ship with a Russian captain, but who knows?
That's good. If he's that smart, he ought to be able to get a license. And he's welcome to get on here. But I guess they don't realize that we have the direction finders up there now that can pinpoint them in a matter of, well, Dave Watson said it was microseconds. And we can pinpoint right where they're transmitting from. So as soon as they key the mic, we know where they're at.
Well, back to the, you said it was cold outside. I mean, that, it's funny how the, it can be 40 degrees, but if that wind comes out of the north, it feels a lot colder than 40 degrees.
There's no wind out there now, but it's 27 degrees. And my weather station says it's 78% humidity outside. And it feels like, it's 27, it feels like 21, Shane.
Okay, yeah, I just turned over on the car thermometer. I'm driving an older vehicle. It's not on my dash. It's up on the headliner, and I have to push a button to get it to rotate to the temperature. And it says 27 degrees right now.
If you're further north, it's amazing how quick the difference is changed when you know, are going up that way. I know GSB airport's always different than we are, usually warmer, and of course their rain is different than ours up here, which is to be expected. But and then downtown Greenville is always a lot warmer by 4 or 5 degrees, all the asphalt and buildings, I guess.
In the Pumpkin Town, and it's at the in what they call the Illinois Valley. The Illinois River runs right through Pumpkin Town, and when I am about 5 miles from Pumpkin Town, but I go up in elevation, and usually it's about 5 to 10 degrees cooler here by the river, the Illinois Valley River, than it is at my place, usually around 5 degrees.
No doubt. No, I've only been up in that area a couple of times and to go visit Chris, KL4QLG. And always managed to get lost, but you do go down through Pumpkin Town there to get over to Liberty. And man, those were in Kansas in the boonies.
Okay, one thing I've learned since I've been out here, the 7 years we've been here, is first of all, there's a lot more people moving this way, but also there's a lot of people, there's a lot more people that live out here than you realize. A lot of these little tiny dirt driveways, or you almost can't even tell it's a driveway, and there's a house back in the woods somewhere.
Huh? And you know, that's good and bad. I had a dear friend that worked for a jewelry store back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Williamson Jewelry, and he lived out south of town, but he built his house way back from the highway. Well, he always wore like a 3 or 4 carat diamond. Al Williams always had a 4 carat Scottish Rite ring on. But anyways, some guys went out there one night, and his wife answered the door, and they shot her immediately. And then went inside, and they finally shot him. They thought he had a lot of money in that, and that they could get it, and they didn't get squat. But being back off the road in that, nobody even heard the shot.
Yeah, but it sounds like he was probably targeted, too. They knew he worked at a jewelry store, or I don't know, did he own the jewelry store?
There at the last, because Al Williams got very, very old and was retired, but God, he was a great guy. He was a 32nd degree Mason, Scottish Rite, and he was just a really likable fella. I think he'd been on the city commission and all of that. I really liked him a lot, and can't think of his name right now, but doesn't matter. But you'd see him in the jewelry store. I'd take my dad's railroad watch up. They had to have them synchronized and cleaned and all of that. Oh, every 30 days or something like that back then. And they all had those pocket watches, you know, most of them. Later on, they wore wrist watches, but they didn't have these Apple watches like they do nowadays, Shane.
Connected to the internet to synchronize automatically? Or no atomic clock synchronization?
And I would bet many marbles or chalk. His name was Don McPhail, and I'd bet many marbles or chalk they never even owned a firearm. They were just really, really excellent, fine people. And I bought my first ring there. And I think my daughter still got it down at her place. It wasn't anything expensive. It was $50-some, I think. But that was a lot of money to me. That's when I was working at the drugstore, I think. But even making $1 an hour, you know, it took a while to pay for that.
Yeah, I imagine. I never made that little. About the time I started working, I started at, I think minimum wage was $3 an hour.
In high school, worked for Lindbergh Drugstore, $1 an hour, furnish your own transportation, which was a motorcycle, and your own gasoline. And buddy, you better be right to the penny when you collected that money and brought it in. I mean, he about fired me one night because I was 3 cents off when I first started. And then when you got done delivering in the rain and the snow and all of that, you come back and you scrub floors with Johnson's Paste Wax in the pharmacy on your hands and knees. And then when you got done with that, if you weren't doing anything, you got the big buffer out and scrubbed the white floors that they so unthoughtfully installed. And people come in when it was raining and snow and slush. And about the time you got done, well, it was dirty again.
Make you earn that $1 an hour. I mean, goodness, paying you that much. You got to make sure you work hard for it.
They sent me down to pick up a prescription one time at the place that sold Russell Stover. What was it? Trolls, I think, was the name of it. And the pharmacies had kind of an agreement. If one of them run out of medicine, well, they send me down or somebody down to pick it up and bring it back. And I noticed, I think they were charged 18 cents for that prescription that day. And when I took it out to this little old lady, I think it was $18.
I'd be willing to bet the markup's a lot more on a lot of stuff nowadays.
Back then, but yeah, that's the least I ever made. And then I made Learjet, $1.70 cents an hour. And I was working on the first model 24s that they built for, oh, a month and a half, 2 months, and then they laid off 300 of us. And I was driving back and forth 165 miles from home on the weekends on a motorcycle. When I was out of service, I went to work for Atkinson's Industry, selling electrical apparatus, coal mine stuff mostly. And I started out $2, and I got a 15-cent raise in a year and a half. And that's when I decided to get a job as an electrician.
It paid off for you. I worked a couple grocery stores, and then I was at a place that sold woodworking tools. And I kind of piqued my interest for that. even though my dad did a little bit, not a lot, but it was kind of always around. And then from there I went to UPS, and that's where I've been ever since.
When I got that job as an electrician, I worked there 32 years, and I'd have retired there, but they'd been in business 125 years, and all at once they shut it down, and they had companies all over the United States that did mine power equipment and stuff like that. Kennedy Van Son, Pennsylvania, I don't know, there was one up north, and you know, we had one in Australia, and it was a big company. We had 600 engineers down there at the South plant. It shut down first, and then about 3 years later, ours shut down. I kind of attributed it to management problems and not updating the machinery. People could do things faster and better with computerized machines, and they weren't putting their money in it. They was giving it as bonuses.
To see that, but a lot of companies are mismanaged, and you can't last long if you're not making money or not putting in the right spots. So, Tom, I'm pulling in the driveway. I enjoyed it. Hope you and Bernice have a good evening. Then I'm going to check the mail if my wife didn't get it. See if, it's empty. She must have got it. If I got that car today. But you have a good evening, and I hope to talk to you again soon. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I hope you got that car, too. It's been a pleasure, Shane. Good to hear you. And keep warm. N4ZLK and 0TR clear.